நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள். sbs.com.au/tamil எனும் இணையத்தின் மூலம் மேலும் பல சிறப்பான நிகழ்ச்சிகளை நீங்கள் கேட்கலாம்.
Congratulations, Dr. Anandan Perumal Naidu.
Thank you.
You are awarded Medal of the Order of Australia in the General Division for service to paediatric medicine. Before we get into that in detail, can you enlighten us about your background?
I'm originally from South Africa. My father was born in Coimbatore and went across to South Africa at the age of 2 years. His parents were indentured labour to work on the sugar plantations in Natal. My mother was born in South Africa. So I grew up there, went to university there, and then eventually arrived in Australia.
Which year did you arrive in Australia, and what made you come to Australia?
I arrived in 1978. I grew up in South Africa, and I can tell you this much, it was a very easy decision to leave that country at that time. And it was a difficult time. My family suffered under the apartheid regime. My brother was in jail for a while as a political detainee. So it was an easy decision for me.
And you finished your Royal Australasian College of Physicians in 1984.
Yes, that's correct,
What made you choose paediatrics as your line of speciality in medicine?
Well, when you go through medical school, you get exposed to a whole lot of different specialties. And I like this one because working with children is good fun. And they almost always get completely better. And they're easy to work with.
And you chose to live in Coffs Harbour since arrival, or?
No. I trained in Sydney, finished my fellowship, and then came up to Coffs.
Decided to stay there forever.
Yeah, no, there was a job going, which I applied for and successful for, and have been here ever since, yes. Best decision I ever made.
As a paediatrician living through COVID, is there anything that you can tell young parents to comfort them?
Well, Australia's been relatively COVID-free. We've handled it quite well, apart from the Ruby Princess, that was not the best decision at the time. But since then, it's been quite contained, apart from the outbreak in Victoria, which they got a handle on fairly quickly. New South Wales has been relatively disease-free. The contact tracing works extremely well, and the infrastructure to contain this is really quite successful in Australia and in New Zealand as well. And in Coffs Harbour, we haven't had any cases for 6 months. So we are disease-free locally. One needs to be very careful. You need to practice social distancing and meticulous hand hygiene and hygiene in general, and we should be fine.
Thank you very much for that. And from the entire team of SBS Tamil Radio, we congratulate you again and wish you all the best.
Yeah, thank you very much for interviewing me. Bye-bye.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SBS தமிழின் Facebook.